They're kind of like your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. On the Scheman and Shepherd Radio Network, also on our mobile app. Take us with you wherever you go. It's free. Download it, ESPN Southwest Florida. Our website, ESPNSWFL.com. You can listen live there, too, or go back in time to Scheman and Shepherd Podcast. And we're on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. Don't forget, you can follow me at Twitter, at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Phone number and Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-ESPN. 3776. Yesterday we had a 3-hour show. So, I mean, today, 4-hour show feels like a 10-hour show.
Crazy.
It's craziness. And then we're here tomorrow. Thursday is Festivus. We're taking that off. Friday is Christmas Eve. We're taking that off. And then the whole week after that, we're taking off. So, we'll be back on January 3rd. That's a Monday. Getting you ready for the college football championship, assuming no, like COVID outbreak or something. I'm trying to be positive here. We got the NHL taking a pause. We got the NBA taking players off the streets, plus Kyrie. Think about that. They welcoming Kyrie back. That's how thin they are.
Road games only. For non-New York, yeah.
Road games only.
Non-New York games, yeah.
And football is just going to kind of look the other way. NFL testing less. But the Washington football team tonight could not pass Taylor Heineke or Kyle Allen. So they're going with, what's the youngster's name tonight at quarterback?
Garrett Gilbert.
All right. So that's, our sites took that game off the board. Don't know what the
it's
line.
Probably back up now.
No, I'm looking at it right now.
Well, it should be any minute. Yeah. The 4-year veteran out of SMU.
Yeah. All right. So as soon as I get that over-under number, I may be jumping on that. We'll see. Probably already missed my best chance. We'll get to some sound. We'll hear from Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, John Harbaugh, all that and more. But right now, at 8 minutes past the hour, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
Got the famous Idaho Potato Bowl going on right now. Kent State just took the lead over Wyoming 14-7.
Yes!
Tonight, 2 NFL games. Garrett Gilbert gets the start for the football team in Philadelphia. The other game, Rams at Seahawks. Von Miller back for the Rams. Tyler Lockett and Alex Collins have been ruled out for the Seahawks. Some college football transfers. Former Ohio State quarterback Jack Miller is going to Gainesville. Former Georgia Tech running back Jahmyr Gibbs transferring to Alabama.
Alabama! Roll damn tide. A bad attitude guy says, which one of you guys is doing the feats of strength for Christmas? I know we basically do the airing of the grievances.
Mean? Feats of strength could be a lot of things.
It's wrestling.
I mean, who could
you
eat?
Can take your dad, George.
Who could eat more hamburgers in an hour would be a feat of strength.
No, that's an easy contest on the 4th of July.
I'd win that. And that's hot dogs.
Yeah.
They're very different.
Without the buns. Well, no, anything.
You'd have to do it with the buns.
No,
the
bun. I'm not
then
doing
it's
buns.
Just a ground beef eating contest.
No, I'm not doing
which
buns.
I would still win.
No.
You would win any eating contest.
I feel pretty confident about that.
I would win either pizza strength or airing of the grievances.
I would. I would love to. I wouldn't do it because. But I would love to challenge you in a steak eating contest. I don't know. I'd be pretty.
The
good
old 96er.
Old 96er. I'm in for that.
I can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back
in the day.
If there's certain cuts where if it's too buttery and too delicious, you can't do too much of it. I didn't tell you guys. I stopped at a nice butcher shop on Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Got myself a Wagyu New York strip.
Oh.
Just one. Not you don't get them for the family. You just get them for you?
No, I was going to a
was
party.
Good for two?
No, I was going to a party.
You bringing your own meat?
Instead of a bottle of wine, you brought steak?
Well, I texted my father-in-law. I was like, hey, you want this? He's like, yeah.
Okay, that's it.
So we were having, what do we have? They were smoking chickens all day. So I brought that over and just seared it up and cut it into really thin
sample
pieces.
So everybody could have some?
Everybody got a few pieces of it. It was very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, like rare in the middle.
What does that go per pound? That's a high end.
It was $60 for a steak.
It's all right.
It was delicious, but like I couldn't eat a whole steak of that.
Really?
I probably could.
You could.
But I'm telling myself.
That's a big. How many ounces?
It was a 16 ounce.
A 16 ounce,
a pound or 12 ounce, whatever a pound is. That's what it was.
16 ounces a
now,
pound.
Now, what makes that cut, like, is it
super marbly, super fatty, good fatty?
It's a better version than a ribeye. And ribeyes are great.
What part of the cow is that coming from? Like
the New York strip?
No, the Wagyu.
So Wagyu, that's not from a, like there are Wagyu cows. It's how they're raised.
Yeah.
It's what they're fed. They don't move really throughout their, they are born to be eaten and fetch a really high dollar.
Yeah,
I saw a video this morning that was disturbing, and I love veal, and I know how animals are. I mean, I get it. You know, I don't like seeing it. I get it, but man, I saw a disturbing video. I don't know why it popped up, but about how they make foie gras and stuffing metal tubes down a duck's throat and force. It just was.
Oh, really?
It was extremely inhumane. I'm not a prude like that when it comes to meat, but I haven't had foie gras in a while. I like it, but it was a little. Off-putting,
yeah. No,
say the least.
I hear you. I hear you. Let's see here. A couple of texts going on. Chicken and Waffles says you guys do the airing of the grievances every day. That's true. It's Festivus every day on this show. Hey, what happened to our Festivus poll? Oh, here it is. Hold on. I gotta get this.
Oh, we got the poll. Yeah. By the way, the Chiefs right now are basically missing half their stars and are still favored by more than a touchdown against the Steelers. Go figure. Yeah, we got the metal pole here.
There we go.
That has been touched in a year, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing that he stole it. The Packers also placed wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling on reserve COVID. Green Bay plays on Saturday against Cleveland. Told you Carlos Hyde is on COVID. Oh, sorry, on IR ending his season.
Yikes. All right, the Festivus poll is up a couple days early in the corner of the room. We're good.
Need to stand.
Yeah, it's too much flash. We don't need to stand. It's Festivus. It's supposed to be the anti-celebration,
correct,
if you will. Keep
correct.
Things calm and simple.
Civil.
Civil? Not civil.
Not
simple.
Necessarily.
Yeah. All right, let's play a little audio here, shall we? Have we done the rundown?
Yeah,
we did the rundown. It's good.
Yep.
All right, here's Tom Brady. Talking about all of his wide receivers getting hit. He's determined to get the low hits on wide receivers outlawed from the sports. This is on the Sirius XM Let's Go podcast.
You know, Chris got hit, you know, in the knees yesterday, which is a play that I think they ought to take out of the game of football from a receiver standpoint. And, you know, I've kind of talked to the PA about it for a while about, you know, and I'd like to speak to the rules competition committee at some point this offseason to, I've seen that hit too many times where a defenseless pass catcher is in the process of catching a ball, then he's hit by the defender. And, you know, a lot of the defenders will say, well, we can't hit him in the head anymore. Well, the point is you can't hit anyone in the head anymore, and you can't hit anyone in the knees anymore, except for receivers, because you can still hit them in the knees, which doesn't make any sense to me. You can't hit a defensive lineman in the knees. You can't hit a punter in the knees. You can't hit a quarterback in the knees. You can't hit a DB in the knees, except we're somehow allowing – you know, hits on defenseless receivers in the knees. So, you know, it needs to be addressed and it needs to be really thought out.
I don't know what you're supposed to do. I really don't. I mean, I don't understand what he's saying. What are you supposed to do?
You have to put headshots back into the game.
We're going to have like these Major League Baseball umpire rules, like knees up, knees to the letters.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what we're talking about here? I mean, you might as well play flag football. It's just not going to happen. I don't know what you're supposed to do.
I'm more concerned that one of Brady's kids has COVID. Do you hear him coughing in the background of that whole cut? His cell phone's going off. It's chaos over there in the Brady household. And here's Brady talking about how wide receivers would rather get hit in the head than the knees. I've heard players say this numerous times. Here we go.
It really impacts guys' careers. And Chris, you know, I know he'll overcome it. It's a tough rehab, but, you know, you tear your ACL. That's a lifelong injury, you know. And I'm sure almost every pass catcher in the NFL would prefer hit to the head over a hit to the knees. I certainly would. I'd take that, you know, a million out of a million.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a guy that had a devastating knee injury once upon a time.
The problem is for the – I understand. The players, I think every player would rather that. The problem is the league says, well, yeah, but the problem is when you guys all pull your resources together and sue us and we pay out over $1 billion, like you force the hand of the league to take that out of the game.
Right.
If they could figure out a way to sue the league for knee injuries, they would take that out of the league.
Yes.
But you won't be able to do that.
At some point, I mean, we're talking flag football here almost. With defensive players have very little latitude now to do anything. If it's like, it's basically waste of the letters or you're done.
Yeah.
By some people. But Cole Beasley just got put on reserve COVID for the Bills.
Remember, unvaxxed.
Not vaxxed, correct.
Mm-hmm. So that's 10 days. That's two games.
Yep.
For the Bills. Yeah. Chaka says, did Pete just go against Tom Brady again?
Yeah. It's Tuesday, so it's not necessarily two games.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Tuesday to Friday would be 10 days, so in theory, he could be back for whoever the Bills play New Year's weekend.
Okay.
I'm not going against Tom Brady. I just don't know what the solution is. What are you supposed to do?
You are going against Tom Brady.
Yeah, you are.
I guess I am.
I mean, but I just don't know. It could be him. Or he's not the only one to say this stuff. I just don't know what you're supposed to do.
I'm going
to
clip it.
On the 21st of December, 2021, at 4:17, Pete Shepard went against Tom Brady. Thank you, Chaka, for that observation.
I'd like to hear is from – you know, Devin White, how he feels about it. You know, let's hear the other side. Let's hear the other side of the Bucks on defense. I think they might come to a different conclusion.
Defense is going, ho, ho.
Hey, Tom, take it easy.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on one second.
Exactly. All right. After the Colts manhandled the evil empire on Saturday, Bill Belichick lasted 6 minutes in the postgame and walked off. Then his next appearance in front of the media, he apologized. So here's Bill Belichick.
I'm sorry. I only lasted 6 minutes.
It's more upbeat than that.
I'll just start off here. Look, fellas, I apologize if, you know, I seemed like I was a little short with you after the game. You know, obviously a frustrating game. Down 20-0. Didn't do anything well enough. I mean, there isn't really much to say at that point without watching the film. Clearly, we had problems in every area. So, you know, there was no simple answer, and you know every play could have been better. Every area of coaching could have been better. Every area of playing could have been better, and any of that would have helped. So, you know, not really trying to be short, but honestly, there wasn't too much to say. I don't know that there's a whole lot more to say now, but you know, it's not your fault. It was a frustrating game.
Wow, that's refreshing. Yeah. That's refreshing.
I mean. After the game on Saturday, I saw the post game. They've had worse beating than that. Again, they pulled away in the last 2 minutes, but it wasn't like they got shut out. It wasn't like I agree with everything you said, by the way. But I've seen them in worse situations and him be a lot more surly than he was. So congratulations, whatever. I just as I've been in. Doing that interview with him every Monday with my old colleague Glenn and Fred Smirlis and Steve Yassi. And they were, you know, it didn't happen often, but there were times that we tried to ask all the tough questions. We didn't sit there. It wasn't like, you know, softball questions to him. And he was very much more open and honest with us and much more personality than he is after games, I thought, for over a decade. But there were times you'd say something to him, or a lot of times it was the players. And a lot of times they got into the nuts and bolts of stuff. And he would give you that look like laser beams being shot through your stomach. And it just made you feel like even those big guys that played for many years, borderline Hall of Famer and Freddie, and Steve was a great linebacker for Dallas and the Giants, and Freddie with the Buffalo Bills. And we'd go to break, or at the end, and Bill would walk out. You never see football players get scared
until
you see Bill Belichick give you the evil eye.
about to cut your ass.
Oh, my God. One time, I forget what the situation was. One time he said, somebody said something. I didn't even know who it was. One of us said something. Then we go to break, and he just goes, takes a potato chip. He's like, why are you trying to ruin our show? Like, okay. I didn't know.
I'm going to say that to you someday. Why are you trying to ruin the show? Chris, you've been trying to, what do you want to say?
But other times, he opened up a lot more than.
I think that there's something going on with Bill Belichick.
Oh.
I like where you're going here. It sounded like a cry for help to me.
I think his boss made him do it.
No, never.
Something has happened in his life.
Uh-huh.
He's turned the page from, you know, hard-o, great football coach, to now it's the softer side of Bill Belichick. And some page got turned between whoever they played 2 weekends ago in the Colts game. Wow. The page was turned.
Okay.
I think somebody needs to reach out to Bill, make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
Make sure, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Great text from Dopey says, oh, my God, the world's coming to an end. Pete Shepard disagreed with Tom Brady, and Bill Belichick is now apologizing for being short with the media. Mass hysteria, chaos, cats and dogs sleeping together.
It is chaos. Update, 7 Chiefs on COVID today. Tyreek Hill, Blake Bell, Nick Bolton, a linebacker, cornerback Rashad Fenton, guard Kyle Long, offensive tackle Lucius Neon, I don't know what's his name, and cornerback Amani Watts. And also, Cole Beasley is going to have to be out for 10 days. Yeah. Beasley's been unvaccinated out 10 days if he has tested positive. If he has tested positive.
Oh, he could be a close contact.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's on the bright side.
That makes sense.
All right, we have one more soundbite here. John Harbaugh taking a lot of heat for going for two again, and then he echoes Bill Belichick's famous line on to Cincinnati.
Sure, our guys have moved on. You know, we have moved on. You have to. You can talk about second guessing ourselves on a whole bunch of different things, whether it's, you know, plays we call or how we teach a technique or what choices we made in game planning or who played or how they played. The guys look at themselves very hard, but really that it's all with a forward eye toward the next game. And that's what really we're looking at 100%. We've got to get ready for the next game. That's what we're doing. We have moved on to Cincinnati, a famous line from a famous coach. And it's so true. And you know, that's what we're doing.
All right. On to Cincinnati.
Wizard of Oz says laser beams through the stomach. Okay, that's a new one. Well, all right. What would be better if I said heat vision from Superman? That'd be the same thing. You know what I mean?
Sure, I knew what you were going with. Our line is up. Eagles minus 9.5.
Okay.
The over-under remains at 40.5.
Oh. Well, the point spread went up. I said it'd be 10, 9.5. Yeah. Went up a point.
I'm going to take the under on this puppy right now. All right.
Another good tease back. Good 7-point tease. They laid a little bit of juice, and the Eagles minus 2.5, and then under 46.5. I like that.
I just saw that we're watching this Kent State.
17-7, golden flashes right now, and Wyoming.
They just showed Kent State's head coach. I don't know who he is, but he's the second youngest coach in college football in the country. He looks like Coach Beard. From Ted Lasso.
Yeah. I see it.
Yeah.
I see it a little bit.
Yeah. There's some there.
That's funny.
Good times.
Yeah, their head coach is the immortal Sean Lewis.
Yeah, Sean Lewis.
Do you have to have yellow to be in this bowl game?
Yes. It's the yellow potato.
Well, Wyoming's got their normal colors on, and Kent State does too.
Yeah, but did they say, hey, guys, let's really accentuate the fact that both teams have yellow. Let's stay away from the blues and the browns.
Oh, how about white, even?
Yeah, right.
It's a lot of color to take
on. It's a lot of yellow. I mean, for two guys that don't like yellow, this is a game that you guys shouldn't even want to put your eyes on.
I don't mind yellow.
Why don't we like yellow?
I don't like the Baylor, Oregon alternate jerseys when you need sunglasses to watch the game on TV.
I'm pretty sure both of you have said multiple times that you don't like the color yellow.
No, I don't mind the color yellow.
I never have uttered those words in my life.
No, I don't.
You sure?
Yeah. I haven't. I don't like when the alternate jerseys for Oregon and Baylor. That's the only time I've ever ripped really a uniform.
Yeah, I have made fun of those.
I feel like these are pretty similar.
This is not even close to the Rods and Cones, Baylor and Bears.
Rods and Cones with Oregon and especially
if Baylor played Oregon.
And they both wouldn't be able to
I have
that,
no but. Cones.
What?
All the rods are just going, they're firing rods all over the place.
All right.
Right? Rods pick up yellow, I think. That's the way it works.
Are you colorblind?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Oh. You kidding?
What do you mean? Am I kidding? I'm asking a question.
Nothing wrong with me.
There's a lot wrong with you. Maybe your vision's 20/20, but.
All right. Again, in tonight's game, too, Adam Schefter just confirming wide receiver Tyler Lockett, running back Alex Collins, unable to clear COVID protocols, and they are out tonight versus the Rams.
All right, Vegas.
Is the Rams there
3-7? Oh, the Rams have – no.
The Rams.
You talking about the point spread?
The line.
7. Might go up. Yep.
Russ at home catching 7?
No, the Rams are at home.
Oh, it's not in Seattle?
No.
You sure?
Yes. Yep. It's a SoFi.
Oh. It's at SoFi.
Been saying that wrong all day.
Well,
total's 46.
I'm glad with 90 minutes left in the show, you caught yourself.
It's only been 3 of the 4 sports centers. It's good. The next one that counts.
All right.
And they got 5 players coming back, too, including Jalen Ramsey. The Rams do. The Rams have players coming back, and the Seahawks, not so good. Not so much.
Ooh, the over-unders fall. It went from 40.5 to 40. People are betting. Things are happening.
Value on the over now.
I just got screwed. All right. We'll update our wagers. And don't forget Wikipedia coming up before the hour is up. The Florida Gators closing out the 2021 season at Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl Thursday night against Central Florida. Florida Gator football on ESPN Southwest Florida has been brought to you by Duncan's Diamonds with 3 full showrooms and online at duncansdiamonds.com. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Keep in mind, we're on the air today. Full show. We got off an hour early yesterday, so you could listen and watch the Browns and Raiders. We got 2 more NFL games tonight. They're not till 7, however. Washington football team. Garrett Gilbert will be their quarterback. Taylor Heineke and Kyle Allen are out with a cocoa. They couldn't pass tests. The over-under in that game is now 40.5. Eagles and Washington football team. And also we have the Seahawks-Rams. For those of you going home and watching on TV, we get the Washington football versus Eagles. We will not see the Seahawks-Rams. Both are 7 o'clock games.
Unless you have DirecTV, then you can.
Yeah, Sunday ticket. Yeah.
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 Unless you can.
Otherwise, it'll be on your local Fox. And we don't have it here. We're not carrying it here, right? What do we got tonight?
No, we got Washington and Philadelphia.
No, on the radio,
no.
We don't.
Oh, no, we don't.
This is like a Sunday afternoon game is what this is.
No, we don't have anything.
We don't have. Wasn't offered.
So that's the latest on that.
Yep.
We will not. We will be here tomorrow. We're going to treat it as a Friday. We'll have our Pick-a-Palooza 2.0. We've got 13 games on the board. These are picks that will occur while we are gone on vacation. Thursday is Festivus. We're off. Friday is Christmas Eve. We're off. We're off all next week, and then back on Monday, January 3rd.
13 games. Not quite the 17 we had for Thanksgiving Pick-a-Palooza, but this is a good set.
I dominated Pick-a-Palooza. I intend to dominate again. I went 12-4 last time before Thanksgiving. If I put up a similar number, I don't know, maybe 10-3. Feeling it. Gets me right back in the game.
Live is going to be about health, and we'll see. We're going to obviously, and whatever happens, happens. Whatever the lines are. If they change while we're gone, that's just the way it is. We have to go by what it will be on 12/22 tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
We've got everything from the war on I-4. Yep. Are we still allowed to say that, war on I-4? Is that still politically correct? I like saying it.
We don't have the war on I-4.
It's Central Florida. It's my, you know what? I did go to the eye doctor the other day. I thought UCF, and I thought US. That makes no sense. Let's see here. Got the college football playoff games on there. Yeah, it's all good. A lot of NFL going into this weekend. Good times. Good games.
So Christmas, you got a double. You got Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with double dipping with family, different things, or is it all?
It's complicated.
Oh.
I'm all over the map for like a 4-day period. Figure it out. All that stuff. Yeah. How about you?
I'll be honest with you. It's a little. It's going to be a little different for us this year. It's the first time that there's no family around at all, and it's the first time that a lot of our really really close friends are not going to be around for Christmas. So,
no.
But
everybody ditched you.
But, you know me, more than likely Christmas Day after opening presents or whatever, and we'll probably end up on Fort Myers Beach because I know everything is open down there. Everything.
Oh, okay.
My understanding is so. We'll probably just go hang out around there on Christmas Day for a little bit. A couple of football games later on in the day.
Yeah. I like
Christmas Eve. I might do, I'm not sure what we're going to do. I might go out to dinner Christmas Eve, or I might do some version of the Italian Seven Fishes at my house. A dumbed down version.
The Italian Seven Fishes?
Well, the Feast of the Seven Fishes is a big thing on Christmas Eve. So.
Yeah.
But I may do smaller version than that, or I may go out to eat.
Like the four fishes, or?
Yeah, well, it would be.
It's all seafood. shrimp can be a dish.
Yeah. You can make shrimp three different ways if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'm up to doing it, to be honest with you.
Now, Crystal Ball, you did a preemptive Christmas with all the family rotation last week. Is it just you and the immediate family? I mean, this is an exciting time with kids your age and Santa Claus and all that. That's fun.
Yeah, I think as of now, the plan is to go to my wife's parents' house for breakfast, that sort of thing, and then back home for lunch, and hopefully all the Christmas decorations are down by 3-4 o'clock.
Wait a minute, you're gonna take them down Christmas Day?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wow. Oh, Christmas. Can't even enjoy the day.
Listen. Christmas is done.
Listen, Chris.
Christmas is done by noon.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something right now. I like your way of thinking. I mean, look, I'm a semi. I'm religious. I'm into the whole thing. I like it, but I feel claustrophobic and cluttery with all this stuff in my house that normally isn't there. There's a tree in the middle of my family room, blocking my view to the lake. I you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 1 o'clock on Christmas. It is no longer 'tis the season. It's 'twas the season.
Wow.
Let's move on with life.
I like
we're,
it.
We're focusing on something else.
Wow, every year I have threatened to do that, and my wife gives me the stink eye, or as Pete says, looks at me at my stomach through lasers Bill Belichick. And I can't do it. Now, usually, traditionally, I have spent January 1st. I watched the Rose Bowl, take the Christmas tree down, put everything.
January 1st?
Well, that's pretty standard. That's
people
standard.
Usually live it up till New Year. We have two this year. First time in my life, I've had. We have one of the front
line.
It's
over. It's no longer a Christmas tree.
Technically, as a Christian, you're supposed to keep it up through the Epiphany the following week after, like, January 8th. That's the Christmas season. But that's just technically. There's no way I'm keeping it up that late. And I want it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But see, here's the deal.
It's a good thing.
I always took a photo after the Christmas disaster, after the kids opened up all the Santa presents and all that, and the house is just shambles. There's wrapping paper everywhere.
That's the thing.
The dog's going through it all. I always get that big shot of the house of the disaster. Then while everybody's playing with their toys, Dad's got to clean everything up, find batteries. And by the way, taking toys out of the boxes that are wired in nowadays to avoid any shop, that's a feat of strength in and of itself. So you go in dad mode all day, and I don't have the energy by the time that's all done to...
It's called the kaboom.
Yeah?
It's called the kaboom.
Yeah.
When the one garbage bag that you brought over for all the garbage into fills up inevitably after the third gift is open. Because you think boxes aren't going to take up a lot of space in a garbage bag.
Yeah, right.
Newsflash, they do.
Yeah.
It's something that... let me put it this way. My goal is to always have the decorations down Christmas night.
Yeah.
Recently, putting batteries in different toys and...
slows you down.
Putting different things together, yeah, you got to put that in. It doesn't always happen, but the 26th,
yeah,
absolute latest, you'll see a light on the outside of my house.
And is your wife cool with that? Because the wife's like, yeah. Oh, she is. Okay, yeah. So she's on board.
Oh, this is the – look, we put our stuff up early.
Thanksgiving, you're up.
We're the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
So
– and your tree's ready to tinder burn down anyway at this point.
I feel it's dangerous leaving lights on.
Coastal Carolina, I'm coming over. The fish feast will occur at my home on Christmas Eve. Dishes include mussels, marinara, shrimp scampi, calamari. sounds terrific.
Wow. Green Falcon, Chris, we had a year not long ago when our Christmas stuff didn't go away until February 1st. Not my fault of choice. I don't know how you have got stuff up till February.
Wow.
Paratrooper hunting Christmas morning. Hopefully get an 8-point present. That's a deer. That's deer talk right there.
There are some people that do leave up their Christmas stuff all year long.
Kathleen leaves her stuff till January 1. Now, I will tell you, I did leave the Christmas village up this year, so I've enjoyed not having to put that together this year. It's already up.
What, like the nativity scene? Or
no, that's different. No, this is like, you know, a little Christmas village, little Santa's little helper houses that light up and
okay.
all that kind of
okay.
stuff.
Okay, yeah, it's like an end table or something?
No, upper, you know, I got these tall ceilings, and then you got like niches. I just left it up.
Pittsburgh John, a lot easier to take decorations down when you have a Festivus pole instead of a Christmas tree.
Fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm really excited. The day after Christmas, I'm going to go out and purchase my my tree for next year.
Oh, yeah?
Online, few clicks.
Yeah, you'll save
fake?
About, no, you'll save a couple $100 doing that.
That's
oh, good.
Yeah. Going yeah. fake Christmas tree next year.
Yeah,
talk
you should.
The wife into it.
Yep.
She got a pine-scented candle this year.
Good enough.
I said, save it.
Good enough.
Save it. We can keep it lit all December of next year.
I like your thinking. Benita Traffic Blows texting in. Just dropped the daughter off at the airport and asked my wife on the way home, can we take down the decorations? Whew, that's a little Ebenezer-ish. That's a little Ebenezer Scrooge.
Don't you like waking up Christmas morning to the I mean, I like that.
Yes, I like waking up Christmas morning to the decorations. I don't like going to sleep Christmas night with the decorations. It's a very fine line.
My wife won't let me pull that off. I got to keep them up for a few
fine
days
line.
Past Christmas. Maybe the 27th or so I could start taking them down.
The U just announced a little while ago, Miami announced its football team is in COVID protocols, but still intends to play in the Sun Bowl on New Year's Eve at 12:30. And somebody says, want to understand there are multiple positive players across several position groups and will be a challenge to leave as scheduled for El Paso the day after Christmas on the 26th, but Miami definitely wants to try and play if possible. Well, that stinks.
Mm. All right. Everybody hold your breath. Try and get through bowl season. JC says, in Puerto Rico, we celebrate January 6th, Three Kings Day, mm-hmm. The day the wise men brought gifts to the baby Jesus. That's when Christmas comes out. Yeah, that's what I was talking about, the Epiphany and all that stuff. Usually a lot of people the week after Christmas, but that's a lot.
Now, do you guys send out a lot of Christmas cards? Because I don't anymore. I'm done.
We used to do that.
Now it's online stuff.
I did not do it this year. And I'm going to tell you, the stress level... way down.
Well, you don't with Facebook and everything. That's the best part about Facebook.
I agree
keeping
with you. We're keeping in touch with Facebook.
And you can send funny cards that are much more amusing. And you know, if you want to spend a couple of bucks, that jib jab stuff is hysterical. If you
that's
do it,
funny,
you do it right with your faces and all that
yeah.
stuff.
I like jib jab.
That's pretty cool. But it's like
did ours.
You did them. Yeah. Well, you. I remember you.
Who wrote the addresses out?
I don't know.
Sam did it.
Putting a lot of money. That
I don't think Ev did it.
The 5-year-old or the 3-year-old. So yes, it was probably my wife.
You remember Chris like takes a half day off every year to go take the family pictures. It's a big deal in his house to do the Christmas card. But which,
I
by
did
the way,
not.
Which by the way, you oh, yeah. and I don't get a Christmas card from Chris. But that's yeah. okay. But that's a big deal in your house still. Yeah, I'm not. I don't have a quote to. Because you know what. A lot of people, it's been reduced to just putting a few cute pictures of your kids on it and activities from the year, whatever. Some people throw in a letter, a little humble brag recap of the year. And once your kids move out of the house like me, I didn't see any need to do it.
The worst.
Nothing new to report.
The worst are the newsletters. Here's what happened in our family this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
No.
Chances are, if you're close, you already know.
I know, and if I don't know, then you didn't bother to tell me when it had happened, so now you're just trying to brag about yourself or your family.
Yeah.
I think that it's very off-putting. And I don't want to offend anybody because I'm sure somebody listening does that. But sorry, that's just the way I
feel.
No,
a lot of people do it. Yeah. They're like, here's the three vacations we went on this year.
Congratulations. La-di-da. I also saw it on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's, I think one year we did, a bunch of us did something special. And we all got together at my cousin's house and did, we all put together a recipe, one of our favorite recipes we liked at Christmas that one of our aunts or uncles came up with. I don't know. We did that. And then my cousin made a whole cookbook for everybody. She copied everybody's.
That's original.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's not bragging, though. That's something
cool.
No, I know.
Yeah, no, it's just.
Little Susie was named Scholar of the Year last May. Cool, Susan. Give it a rest.
Yeah. That's like the mom and dad's, and my son made the, on the back of the license plate, my bumper sticker, my son made the honor roll at Beepity Bop Elementary School.
Yeah.
Great. Wonderful.
The best ones are my Labrador is smarter than your honor roll student.
Yeah. I like that. That's creative.
It's funny.
It's not bad.
17-14, Kent State leading Wyoming, and the Golden Flash is a third and five.
Lots
and
of yellow on the Smurf turf.
Lots of stuff, yeah. High scoring game as predicted.
Oh, we got texter Copernicus who hasn't texted in forever.
Oh my God.
Says my crazy wife has me in the attic as soon as Halloween's over and we leave up our stuff until February.
Wow.
Copernicus, where you been? You got texts more often, man?
Ours came down, I think, on the whole when I was a kid. I think New Year's Day was when my father would take the stuff down. New Year's Day usually it.
All right.
Barstool Sleeper, the newsletter, Christmas cards are awful. How conceited to think that many people care about what you need to read that nonsense.
It's just like we don't need it. It's an outdated practice. If you're so proud of some sort of accomplishment or vacation that you went on or whatever, chances are I've seen it on one of your social media platforms.
If you're close.
If we're close. Yeah. And if we're not close enough for us to be Instagram friends or followers or Facebook friends, then don't send me the newsletter.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. Ball go too far, guy says. And when you do not see these people on a regular basis and you want to let everyone know how what's going on in your life, what should you do then? If you don't see them regularly, then either you don't care about them or they don't care about you.
Yeah.
Like, why is that so hard to understand? Like, if Susie gets on honor roll, Mom, Karen, send out the mass text. Hey, everybody, Susie got on honor roll. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Everybody sends their congratulations and post the picture and all
that. It's in the paper anyway, usually. It's all over the place. It's crazy. Dopey says, my favorite bumper sticker I've seen is my delinquent child can beat up your honor student.
Wow. It's tough.
Love it.
All right. Yesterday, we had some success with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer trivia. I think we all enjoyed it. It helps us go back into time when we were little kiddies. We're going to do it again. Today's trivia for Wikipedia against Pete Shepard, Frosty the Snowman trivia. This is
nice.
This is the half hour, 22-minute special that we see each and every year, the original. That we're going to do trivia on that. I've got like 10 questions ready to go.
Nice.
We need a contestant. Caller number 9. This is brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Chris.
Firehouse Subs.
Good guess.
Firehouse Subs. All right. We are thrilled to have them, and you can win Firehouse Subs. They are delicious. Caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Let's play Wikipedia. It's Frosty the Snowman Trivia. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter, shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, today we are doing Frosty the Snowman trivia, the half-hour TV show, the cartoon, the animation, if you will. Our caller number 9 is Chad the Bucks fan. Chad the Bucks fan, how are you?
Chad. Hey, doing good, guys.
All right.
Are you really doing good? You just got shut out.
No. Sorry. I don't want to bring it up.
It's one game. But, don't worry about
Sunday
it.
Sunday night was awful.
Yeah. It happened. Chad, how old are you, by the way?
32.
All right. And have you watched Frosty the Snowman numerous times since your youth?
That's the only problem. I haven't watched it too many times since I watched it a million times growing up, but
yeah,
it's
all right.
been a while.
That all should right. suffice.
All right.
All right. Let's see how we do. First one to 3 correct answers is a winner. Chad, the Bucks fan, gets to go first. All right, Chad, can you tell me what was the name of the little girl that befriended Frosty? It's a very unpopular name today.
Karen.
Yeah, Karen. Probably gave it away with that hint. Sorry, Pete.
That's all right. It's, cheating is part of this show.
All right, Pete Shepard. What famous voice narrated the Frosty animation?
That would be the legendary Jimmy Durante.
That is correct. Yeah. 1-1. All right, Chad. What made Frosty come to life?
The hat.
The magic hat. The magic hat. All right, Pete Shepard.
Yep.
The magician who owned the hat was a professor. What was his name? Professor what?
Hinkle.
Hinkle is correct. We are tied at 2.
Hinkle Tinkle.
Yes. All right, next correct answer is a winner. Chad, this is for you. What were Frosty's first words when he came to life?
Was it happy birthday?
Yes, yeah. It was.
But you have to say it like this.
Happy birthday! That's pretty good, Pete. That's a pretty good impression. Yeah. All right, Chad.
I knew something sounded wrong the way I said it.
Well, that's all right. Listen,
I can count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8. I can count to 5.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Chad. Good job. Good luck against your Bucks against the Carolina Panthers. I believe it is that next.
Oh, yeah. No worries. They got it.
All right. Be good, man. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. See you guys.
All right.
I appreciate it. That's Chad the Bucks fan, a 3-2 winner. All right, here are some more questions.
Yep.
Name the rabbit from Professor Hinkle's hat.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus is correct. How do they plan to get Frosty to the North Pole?
On the freight train.
That's correct. What does the traffic cop swallow when he yelled stop?
The whistle.
The whistle.
Yep.
What were the cons?
What's a lamppost?
Yeah, smart Alec. What were the contents of the refrigerated boxcar Frosty hid in?
It was desserts. It was a cake. There were Christmas cakes and all sorts of
frozen cakes and ice cream. That is correct. Yeah. Finally, last question. How much was the train ticket to the North Pole? By way of Nome, Alaska and the Aurora Borealis, I might add.
It was something like $300, something like that.
$3,000.04.
Yeah, $3,000.
To be precise.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Frosty trivia.
All right. What was one of the young children, you don't really know their names except for Karen, but what was the first name that came out of, not her mouth, but they wanted to name Frosty what?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Back. So question, Craig, for question number 10, how much was the train ticket to the North Pole?
Yes.
What answer were you looking for?
$3,004.
So if somebody said $3,000, they would not be correct?
No.
It's kind of specific in the show.
No.
I would have, Yeah. I would have not rounded.
There was just no direction here. I was going to wait for your cue.
What do you mean?
I was going to wait for your cue.
Oh, as to whether I accepted
it
or not.
That's right. Or no, I'm sorry. We're looking for.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Fair enough. All right, tomorrow there might be something about the Heat Miser. I don't know. Stay tuned.
Don't tease me.
Another touchdown at the scoring points left and right. 23-21, soon to be 24-21.
The famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Oh, it was a flag in the play.
23-21. Oh, that's too bad. Yep. That's sportsmanlike.
It's all right. It's after the play.
They're celebrating too much.
I'm celebrating. I get 44 points.
Those rascals.
We'll see. You can't
proud of their accomplishments.
You can't tackle. You can't hit a guy. You can't celebrate. You can't taunt unless your name's Tom Brady. Then you can taunt. I mean, it's too many rules. Too many rules. All right, coming up, I have found another story about Urban Meyer.
Yes.
Makes him all the more lovable.
Unbelievable. It's just exhausting.
It is exhausting. He's exhausting.
Come on, Dopey Walker. The question's getting easier. I don't know what.
It's Christmas. We're having fun.
But, I mean, what do you? I mean, okay, you could have said, okay, how did Frosty die? Okay, initially, all right, he let them melt it in the greenhouse. All right, then Santa opens the door and he comes back.
Yeah,
but he was made of Christmas snow.
I wouldn't have done very well on that.
Why? I
wouldn't have known the little girl's name is Karen.
Yeah.
Would have gotten
Hocus Pocus. Would you get that?
Didn't know who
Professor Hinkle
narrated. Wouldn't have gotten Professor Hinkle. Probably would have gotten the happy birthday. Wouldn't have gotten Hocus Pocus. Would have gotten the train. Would have gotten the whistle. and that's it. So I would have gone 5 of 10. I didn't think it was super easy.
Okay.
That was fine.
It's good enough. Right down the middle.
I mean,
I don't know what else you could ask except for the...
For mailing it in?
There's not a lot of characters in this
thing. I ain't mailing it. It was right down the middle like a Daniel Carson kick at the end of the game.
Rudolph has a lot more characters in it, a lot more names. Frosty really doesn't.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on the Island of Misfit Toys yesterday. There's some. We got in the weeds a little bit on that one.
Yeah.
All right. It's tomorrow, more Christmas fun. All right, 5 o'clock hour, the latest Urban Meyer news. We've got two more NFL games today. We'll catch you up who's playing, who's not. Double check the over-under, see if that continues to drop for that game tonight. I almost said the first game. They're both at 7 o'clock tonight. We will only be getting the Eagles-Washington game. That's the TV game that you can watch in this market. Los Angeles hosting Seattle in the other one. Imagine they'll be mostly West Coast only. Sheeman and Shepard, 5 o'clock hour on a Tuesday on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.